Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ron and Anian.
There isn't a car out there that can't be fixed. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of will the customer accept it? Will they want to pay for it? So, you know, don't take it on your abilities if you can't fix that vehicle. Maybe somebody doesn't want to.
The Car Doctor.
I got a 2013 Chevy Malibu that the radio is stuck on one station. Nothing works. The volume goes. It's stuck. Doesn't do anything.
So, is it a station that plays me?
No.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Well, here we are once again, and thanks for taking the time to be with me. I enjoy spending this time with you each and every weekend. And, if we're here on podcast, I enjoy that too. And from what we can see, we hope you are, and we think you are, enjoying the Classic Car Doctor postings up on the Facebook page or on the podcast page as well. Get out to cardoctorshow.com and check it out. Midweek, we put up a Car Doctor show from 10 years ago. And you guys seem to be enjoying that as well. So we're glad to be here for you. Let us open the phones right away. Let's go talk to John in Virginia, 11 Jeep Liberty, and running hot. John, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. What it is, I've never seen anything like this before. I've been driving cars for 40 years, but I have a Jeep Liberty. Two days in the last 3 months, one day in January and like about 2 weeks ago, it was about 80 degrees. The car would run fine until I had a really warm day. The first one, as I said, was in January. The car wouldn't, after driving around, like running some errands for 10 minutes, the car decided it was just going to run terrible. Wouldn't go over 40 miles an hour anymore. It was running hot. It wasn't showing it on the gauge. It would barely start once I turned it off, and then it wouldn't shift into gear hardly at all either.
What makes you think it was running hot if it wasn't showing you on the gauge?
I was getting gas. I was standing outside the car, and it was, I could smell the heat coming up from under the hood. Both times that this happened, but like I said, it was like actually months apart. And then the next day, it's like nothing happened. The car ran fine, but it was, you know, it was like 50 degrees or something. Well, I talked to four different shops. Nobody can tell me what this is. I'm getting told that, well, you're gonna have to just wait till it happens again and then bring it in. Then, do I really have to do that, or?
Well, let's back up a second. So, you're getting an intense sensation of heat. Would be a fair way to say it, but it was shut off while you were getting fuel.
Well, no, it was. I had it running too, and it was running hot.
Okay, you know, I don't want to say that it was running hot. If the gauge says it's not running hot, it's not running hot. It's not. I mean, you know, based on what? Based on, you know, we're not smelling the heat. You'd have a sensation of heat. You know, is it, I'd really have to sit there and measure temperature to say, okay, it's running hot. But if it's physically running hot, what you're describing is contrary to, you know, the gauges and the wiring on the vehicle.
I don't know what it was I was smelling, but it was running hot and you could tell, but I don't know, you know, I wouldn't say it was like oil burning, but you know, it almost smelled like, you know, like metal was rubbing together or something, but that's not, I don't have any idea what it was I was smelling, but it was definitely seemed that it was running hot. I don't know.
John, are you sure you're not smelling oil burning?
No. I don't have any leaks.
I'm not asking if you have any leaks. You know, a small loss of oil out the rear of the valve cover where you'll never see it. It's going to hit the exhaust or hit the exhaust manifold. It'll evaporate and never hit the ground. But it will give the sensation of hot or heat or smell or something. All right? You know, if an engine is physically running hot, you're going to see it on gauge. Now, if you want to go the other way and say the gauge is broken, then we can talk about why would it overheat in hot weather? Well, because it's warm out. Because the shops aren't wrong. They need to see it to duplicate the condition. I could sit here and expand on theory for the rest of the afternoon and talk about all possible scenarios. But what you're describing goes against the laws of physics in a sense. All right? Now, the engine running badly, the trans not shifting, it's almost as if you're describing the vehicle was going into limp mode. Limp mode is an occurrence on that particular vehicle when it loses track of the accelerator pedal position. And it won't allow the trans to shift properly. It won't allow it to accelerate. It won't go over 40 miles an hour. It's a complete loss of power. That's what that sounds like.
Right.
I've got to say that the first thing I would do with this is at least to baseline it. Do we have any fault codes in it? I don't care if the light's on or not. I just want to know, are there any fault codes anywhere in the vehicle? And proceed.
Well, they've been having trouble. Two places have been having trouble getting a reading.
What do you mean?
For some reason. They used, you know, the code reader, but they weren't able to tell me anything.
Are you saying that it doesn't set fault codes?
Maybe I'm not thinking of the same thing. You know?
Well, we're talking about plugging into the diagnostic port under the dashboard to the side of the steering wheel?
Right, yeah, I had like two places do that, and they were unable to come up with anything.
Okay, so just for giggles, how about we put a fault in it? If I've got a vehicle that is acting strangely and I can't get any fault readings out of it, the first thing I do is I create a fault. How do you know when something's bad? By breaking it, right? If I unplug a throttle position sensor or an oxygen sensor or some such component and I go and scan that vehicle and I still don't get a fault code for that particular component, that tells me something. Agreed?
Yeah.
Right. So why don't we start there? Why don't we, you know, and why are we using two different repair shops? Do you have one mechanic that you've been going to for regular service with this vehicle?
Yeah, well, he said he couldn't get a reading with his computer. He couldn't come up with what it was. Even the last guy I saw was actually a Jeep specialist, or claimed to be.
Okay.
He made the claim that he should be able to fix it, and then he was telling me the same thing three other people were. I just can't figure that out.
Okay,
I mean,
well, here, let me be yeah, here, let's do this, John. Pick one guy, all right? Explain our conversation. Let them create a fault. Pay them for an hour of their time. This is the guy that's going to fix the vehicle when the problem returns. Let them create a fault. All right? They unplug the accelerator pedal position sensor, and it sets an accelerator pedal position fault. We've now proven that vehicle is capable of diagnosing itself and its faults and failures. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Plug it back in, clear the code, make sure all the fluid levels are correct, look the vehicle over, make sure the radiator's not leaking when it's cold, and they'll know to do this.
I checked that. It's not leaking.
Okay. When it's cold and they can get the radiator cap off the bottle, if they can look inside the radiator, look over the radiator for general leaks and seeps, does it show any signs of coolant staining at the seams? All right? Drive the vehicle. Warm weather's coming. You're going to find out within the next 6 weeks. It's that simple.
Right. I just thought it was odd. I didn't really necessarily want to be driving it around and then it, you know, get stranded. But
well,
that's what I have to do.
How many miles are on the vehicle, John?
58,000.
Okay, 58,000. Only 58,000. It's not a lot of miles. So all you can do at this point, it is 12 years old. All you can do at this point is baseline it, check all the fluids, look it over for mechanical soundness, scan it, create a fault. It sets the fault. Great. It doesn't set a fault. Why not? And then proceed from there. That's all you can do. It's 12 years old. You're looking for guarantees where you're not going to find any. Not to be harsh.
Right, right.
You know?
And yeah, that's generally something like this, a mechanic really wouldn't be able to, I guess, determine.
Walter P. Chrysler wouldn't be able to determine what's wrong with that vehicle in its present state. And that's the technology of vehicles today. Somebody may guess and get it right. Right? And that's all possible. But the key here is, first of all, one guy making the salad. All right? And follow procedure. There's always a reason. There's always a way. All right, kiddo? I got to run. I'm up against the clock. But you do that. You go through procedure. You follow those things. You give me a call back with the results, and I'll guide you accordingly, John. I appreciate you being there. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
He drives that way, but when it comes to fixing cars, Ron has car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
Hey, let's go down over and talk to, let's go to Sam in Illinois, 03 Toyota Tacoma. Sam, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Thank you, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate having me on there.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I got an 03 Toyota Tacoma. I've had it for a year. It's got about 150,000 miles on it.
Just broken in?
And, well, there's a little, yeah, it's a broken in, but let me tell you a little bit more here. So I bought it a year ago, and originally the truck had a 3RZ FE engine in it, 2.7 liter, 5-speed.
Right.
And I bought it with a 5BZ FE with a 3.4 V6, automatic and 4x4.
Okay.
And the problem is that I got a check engine light on, and I got no codes coming out.
Okay, so when they made the swap, you know, I hate when these things go on because...
Right.
Right. You know where I'm going to go with this. Has it always been like this? Has it always had a check engine light on?
No. Let me tell you what happened here. So the original exhaust system, I guess it's yours, I don't know. But, you know, the front catalytic converter right next to the front side of the exhaust there in the front.
Right.
And then there's one in the back behind it, okay. So what happened was they took that one in the back out, saying it was bad, and they replaced it, okay. And as soon as they did that, that's when the light came on. So the other guy and this catalytic converter is not, to me, it's not a catalytic converter. I don't know what it is, but it's not a catalytic converter. Okay. It's a look-alike or whatever it is. I don't know what they call it, but so that was in there. And then what this other guy did is he took that one that was replaced, and he took the one in the front out and put it in its place. So now I only have one muffler in the front, I'm going to say, and then one in the way back. So that's all that system has, with two oxygen sensors, one in the front and one in the back.
So it sounds like we're missing cats.
Right. Right. I mean, originally, right.
Okay. So when you go in and scan for codes, how do you do it? Do you do it as OBD2 or do you go in as year, make, model?
Well, the guy did it with a year, make, and model with the engine.
I would want to do this as OBD2 because that's going to be more generic. And it's not going to have the filters of engine and the rest of it. It's just going to be generic codes. I'd be curious. I'm thinking that you're going to see faults. See, the problem here is when they swap the engine in and they put the different engine in, even though everything, you know, you didn't have the problem before and we do now, what did they unearth by changing catalytic converters? You know, short of... You know, because my only other thought is, do we have to go wire for wire and verify that we have all wire and inputs at the PCM, which is tedious and it'll drive you
right.
mad.
Right. And that was my next question here. So I looked at the TCU in there, and I got no model numbers, nothing. That looks like it came from somewhere else. I don't know.
Right.
But it's not the original one in there. So my next question was, with that V6 engine, how do I match an ECU with an engine? Because I can't call Toyota. They keep asking me for VIN numbers. And
right.
It's not, I can't give them a VIN number because it's not going
to
work.
Right. You'd have to find an 03 Tacoma with a V6 and use that VIN.
Okay.
All right. That's the only way.
Wait.
Because that's the only way you're going to order parts for that. The question is, though, the question is, will that V6 PCM work in a four-cylinder? This is a four-cylinder, correct? original?
No, this is a V6. This is a V6.
Oh, this is two different year V6s. Okay.
Yeah, this was the 2.7 in there with a 5-speed. The 3R ZFE was in there before, originally.
Right.
Then they replaced it with a 5V ZFE, which is a 3.4 V6.
Right. Automatic or still the stick?
No, it's automatic 4x4.
Right. So this is a real Frankenstein.
Right.
This is a real cross breed of something.
Yeah, and I got taken on it, but that's okay. I'm gonna just keep moving on here.
Right. The other thing I was gonna say was, I mean, find something with that engine and at least get a PCM for that. At least you know then that's right. All right, or talk to, for that matter, if you know, depending upon if the PCM is even still available from Toyota, it's not, right?
Right.
Right. If it's not, then, you know, do you just gamble on one of the, you know, rebuilders? You know, do you go down to your local AutoZone and say, hey, I've got a V6 Toyota with this engine, can you give me a PCM? Because AutoZone is not going to ask you by VIN. They may ask you for part numbers on the old PCM, which that's a problem. But
I have a board number. I got a board number, but not a
right
on the box.
Yeah,
it's all gone.
The part number is going to be totally different. All right.
Right.
So, but maybe AutoZone can look it up by application. Neither here nor there. That being said, you know, the next step with this is, can we put a fault into this? Does it recognize the fault under OBD2? Forget year, make, model. I want to go basic here.
I don't want
to get fancy.
Okay.
I don't care. Unplug anything. Does it break the truck?
Right.
And does
it
come back with the corresponding fault? So that proves the system is capable of doing what it's supposed to do. All right? Then depending upon what fault code you get, we'll determine which way we go and what we actually do to try and resolve it. All right? Then you can get over to AutoZone and do the PCM lookup. Maybe they've got a PCM that will match that particular vehicle. Because let's think of it like this. We both know, we're both smart enough to realize that two different size engines, two different size air pumps, a big guy and a little guy, both running a race, everything's equal, but one's got bigger air intake, is surely going to have different load output and different capacity. It's just physics, right? So we've got to start breaking these systems down one by one and figuring out where the fault is. If you don't think that's a catalytic converter, that's an issue. I'd be curious to see what an oxygen sensor pre and post test, an index ratio test of the catalytic converter sensors would look like in DataStream, and maybe you want to go there as well. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate the call.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, welcome back. Ron and Andy of the Car Doctor. Did you listen to your classic Car Doctor episode this week?
Aha!
When you see what's coming this week. And kudos to Tom Ray for his efforts. We appreciate that. Tom's traveling tomorrow. Tom's going north, I think. Tom's going to be part of the eclipse. Is that true?
We're going to see the eclipse.
Oh, well.
And as a preview to that, how'd you like our rock and roll party yesterday?
Yeah, well, that was... So I would hate to have been the guy, you know, there's a story going around that some guy was getting surgery done to his, I would hate to have been the guy getting the circumcision yesterday at the point of that earthquake. That's all I got to say.
So, oh, no kidding. Yeah, like, wow.
That would have been the oops. I got to tell you, I was actually sitting in studio and, you know, I rolled my chair back from the desk to do something. And that's when it started to shake. And, you know, sometimes one of the wheels breaks on the chair and I go, oh, look, the wheel broke. Oh, wait. That's going on a lot longer than just a momentary ba-boom, you know, like, it shook for about 30 seconds here in North Jersey. So,
Well, I was on a I-84 and my wife called me and said, oh my God, the furnace is about to explode. I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, just crazy.
And you know, she told me she shut it down and I had her look at it and said, well, if it shook the house, it should be kind of off its pedestal it sits on. And then she looked, she said, no, I said, wasn't that, and then we found out we had the earthquake. It was like, wow.
Well, I'm thinking, how bad can the eclipse be? Now, if we're not here next week to do the show, then the eclipse is pretty bad. So everybody should enjoy this next half hour because this might be it. You never know. Let's go to Joe. Tom, let's go to Joe in Virginia, 07 Cadillac Escalade. So, Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Thank you, Ron. First-time listener, long-time listener, first-time caller.
I got you.
Yeah.
What's going on, brother?
Misfiring, engine was running smooth, it felt, then it started to hear some knocking noise driving down the road, and it became more current. You know, first it was intermittent, then it became full-time, and the car started jerking, lunging a little bit.
Okay.
So I finally pulled it over and ran codes on it. It was a 301. And it stayed 301 for several days. At high RPM, like 4,500, it would smooth out. But at low RPMs, it would sputter and RPMs would fluctuate up and down. And then it went to a 302. And then after that, it went to a 300 a couple hours later. And it won't hold an idle at this point. And the RPMs just go up and down. Also, the stability light came on as well as the engine light.
Well, the stability light's coming on because it sees faults in the engine controller. All right.
Yeah.
So that's that. All right. I guess you're at work today, huh? Hi, Joe.
Home Depot.
Oh yeah. Sounds like work in the background or you're shopping. Yeah. So, you know, the answer here is, you know, what's common? Are we suffering an engine failure or are we suffering true ignition component failure or an injector problem, et cetera? This is an 07 Escalade. So this is the 6.2 liter. This is the big motor.
Correct.
All right. Are you handy with a voltmeter?
Yeah.
Okay. Easy. So let's go to, let me ask the question this way. Have you had any engine mounts done recently?
No.
All right. Ground 102, left side, driver's side of the engine, left side motor mount. Ground 102 is critical and common cause of misfires on these engines. It gets loose, it gets corroded, it's kind of hard to see. You know, you're going to either find it by taking the driver's side wheel well out and looking in and seeing the motor mount and seeing the ground strap attached there, or you're going to do a resistance check from the coil connector down to ground 102 to make sure it's got good continuity to engine ground. You're going to voltage drop ground from the connector to the coil pack itself over. I want to look at, you know, because we could go through the, you know, move coils around routine. I'm sure you're familiar with this.
Yeah, did,
you
know, move, did that.
Yeah, and
from
it's
coil, and, the coil through. And
right, and it's still there. So, you know, I just...
Spark plug, same thing.
Yeah, nothing, no change. You know, before we go moving the injector, which is a little bit of work, let's just go do some voltage testing. That pink-white wire is battery voltage, all right? That's coil hot. Remember back in the old days, you know, we had coil negative and coil hot. We had coil positive. Does that right. pink-white show battery voltage or charging system voltage when the vehicle is misfiring, all right? You know,
and that's off of...
Coming into the main bank. There should be a main plug, or you're going to find it individually at each coil. Do we have hot at that pink white on the cylinders that are misfiring? All right.
Okay.
All right. If we have battery voltage there and we have ground at 102, then I'm fairly confident we've got an adequate voltage supply to fire the coil. If we don't, then we've got to trace that back. What I'm trying to eliminate is these had some problems with fuse boxes. The main fuse box under the hood, it would crack and it would do erratic things. So, you know, this is a, let's look at a wiring diagram, but I happen to know that that pink, white, and the ground G102 are common. So let's just verify that. It's a 5-minute test. Hey, the engine's misfiring. I've got charging system voltage. Tell me what's good. I'll tell you what's bad. It's off the table. Right?
Right.
So that just eliminates that. Next, you know, can we just look at engine vacuum, even though I know it's going to be lousy? Can we just come up with a number? Right? Let's just look at manifold vacuum. Where are we? All right? And let's just verify. Are you familiar with the Onus scan tool, Joe? Okay. I'm going to make you an expert. Go look up atgtraining.com, I believe is the website, or go look up Automotive Training Group and go read the tab. They'll talk there about volumetric efficiency. All right? Mm-hmm. Take a breath, Joe. Breathe in right now. How well do you breathe? Okay? It's like when the doctor puts the stethoscope on your chest and says, take a deep breath. I mean, it's all you can do is take a deep breath, right? So we're gonna measure how well can the engine breathe. Volumetric efficiency is a breathing test. If the engine passes, it's not mechanical. If the engine doesn't pass, it's mechanical, and it's unobtrusive testing. It'll tell us either we're taking something apart or we're not, and we have to look elsewhere. All right? And all you need is a scan tool. The ability to read mass airflow in grams per second, which you can do under OBD2. You need intake air temp. You need RPM. That's it. That's all you need. And then you just plug it into their calculator at Automotive Training Group, and it does the math for you. It'll tell you what percentage you're in. But they also give you a nice little explanation about what VE testing is. Now, one caution. You want to do this on a good vehicle. You got another vehicle in the household?
A Honda.
Okay, that's fine. They all engines breathe, brother. They're all, the physics are the same, right? So I want you to do it on a good vehicle because I don't want you to learn how to do something on a broken vehicle. If you learn how to do something on a broken vehicle, you don't know if you're doing the testing wrong or the vehicle's actually broken and telling you the truth. So recognize what good looks like. You'll recognize what bad looks like. Capiche?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. And that's just on the OBT.
Just
don't have to do AT.
You don't even have to use your make model. You can do volumetric efficiency testing, OBD2 data, mass airflow, RPM, intake air temp. You need to know barometric pressure, which is really difficult. You know how you figure out barometric pressure?
Look at the Weather Channel.
Well, that or do you know where you live? You type in the name of your hometown and you type in, you know, joeshouse.com, Virginia, and tell me barometric pressure. Boom, it tells you. You plug in barrow, RPM, mass airflow, intake air, do a VE test. You come back in the 90 percentile. Hey, the engine breathes good. Off the table. Next. It's as simple as that. All right. And then we can have a further conversation.
Okay. Where I can tow it up there and you can check it out, right?
Whatever you want to do, Joe. you got to get permission. With the guards don't let down. The guards don't let drop the drawbridge at the shop until I tell them to. So it's a secret. You know, somebody told me I'm harder to find than the Batcave. I said, well, there's a reason for that. But in any event. All right, Joe. I'm always glad to talk to you anytime.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate
You're very
it.
Welcome, sir. Bye. Good luck. 855-560-9900. Well, it's the truth. Batman has to wear the cape and the mask sometimes. Tom's going to make a mask comment. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Back. We're needing the Car Doctor. Let's wander down to Florida and talk to Gary. Gary, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
I got a 2001 Volkswagen TDI 1.9 manual transmission, and that's a factor in this.
Right.
The voltage regulator is bad, and that's all been confirmed, not the alternator.
Right.
The regulator that was on it was not the original OE one. So I don't want to go by that part number on it because I don't believe it was correct. My dilemma is I cannot source what I can concretely believe is the correct Bosch part number for this 120 amp alternator.
Okay.
Every part number I look up, and when they cross-reference one, you know, it's like going down the rabbit hole, and it just leads to more confusion.
Okay, let me say this about Bosch. They make a lot, and their information as far as part number cross-reference shouldn't be believed, for lack of a better way to say it. I've learned from time, I look it up more by application than I do by cross-reference, or I'll look it up on a Volkswagen, I'll do chassis number, VIN number, something that'll identify what that vehicle originally came with. Because I've run into this. I've run into exactly what you're talking about. You'll take that part number, you'll put it into the system, and it'll cross-reference back to everything but with the part that you think it is, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make any sense. And you're sitting there and you're saying, well, wait a minute. It's supposed to be this, but they're telling me it's that, but that looks totally different than what I have in my hand. And I get it. I would look it up by application. I actually use a website. Have you seen FCP Euro? FCP Euro? FCP, is it FCPEuro.com? I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, they do a pretty fair job of looking things up by application. But I've learned that you've really got to do it by application, not by part number on Volkswagens. Heck, the Volkswagen dealer looks it up by application. All right?
Their website is as inconsistent as Bosch's.
Right. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the VW dealer. You know, I put the hose in their hands. Here's the hose I need. Here's the part number on the hose. Yeah, that number doesn't mean anything anymore. That number's gone. Well, great. I'm glad we've got this car. You know, like... but again, you know, this is what we get. You know, if this was easy, anybody could do it. You know, so right. I would do this strictly by application, and I think that'll lead you to the promised land. All right, brother.
Okay. So, okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Let us know how you make out. If you need more, I'm here. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's cruising back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And run we will, because let's do this last call. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Richard in Virginia, sir. You're my last one this hour. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have an 04 Trailblazer that I purchased new back then. I've got about 260,000 miles on it right now. It's the inline six,
right,
with automatic four-wheel drive.
Right.
Driving down the road, about 50 mile an hour, I lost all power to the wheels. The engine still run. It had no power to the wheels in regular drive or four-wheel drive. And that's basically what has happened to it. It kind of acted like you had it in a position for towing, the neutral with everything. I did check like the transmission fluid without the vehicle running. It's probably about a couple inches above the full mark.
Yeah, it's got to be done with the engine. It's got to be done with the. It's got to be done with the engine running. So let's just get that out of your head.
Well, yeah, I was checking it with it off,
right,
to see where it was. It was about 2 inches above the full mark, and then with the vehicle running, I checked it and it stayed at about the same. About the same location. The fluid never changed.
Okay.
So that's where I am. I have basically done about anything I know to do to it, you know, myself.
Right. And the vehicle still does not move, correct?
It will not move at all. No, sir.
All right. So I'd like to just do a code scan before we start disconnecting things that I'm going to tell you about in a minute. I just like to, you know, listen, the doctor always does heart rate and blood pressure before he does anything to you, right? I'd like to have numbers to fall back on. You know, hey, we put a transmission in it. We didn't have these codes before. Now we have these codes. It's related to the transmission. Hey, we had these codes before we did the transmission, and now we don't have the codes. Great, we fixed something. You know, the theory holds water. So I just like to do a code scan just as a preliminary. It's a good pre-diagnostic test to get in the habit of doing. All right. Next, crawl okay. under the truck. Listen to me because the clock's going to take me. On the passenger side of the transmission, there's an electrical connector. Disconnect it. And see if the truck moves. Does it go reverse, first, second, drive, etc.? If it does not, this sounds like this has an internal trans fault, that the trans failed. Is there something electrically putting this trans in neutral? If it's disconnected and it doesn't, that trans has failed in all likelihood, so you get it checked out further, but go from there. I'm Ron Ananian, the car doctor. Good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.